Now, 181,000 people have had their second COVID-19 vaccine dose in this country. But what's the advice to those individuals? Can they get infected? Can they spread the virus to others? Well, there's currently no advice from government, and there won't be for about another 2 weeks. Kian McCormack spent the morning teasing out the issue with experts. He sent us this report.
Very unlikely to get severe disease from COVID after a vaccine.
Monica Gandhi, an infectious disease physician and professor of medicine at the University of California in San Francisco, is explaining whether a fully vaccinated person can get COVID-19.
It will be difficult to contract the virus. It is not impossible after you're vaccinated.
Paddy Mallon, a professor of microbial diseases at UCD and a consultant in infectious diseases at St. Vincent's Hospital in Dublin, says fully vaccinated people have contracted COVID-19.
It's not 100% protected. We do and have seen people that have been fully vaccinated end up contracting COVID-19. But the good news around the vaccine is that for people who do contract COVID-19, their chances of ending up with severe disease are incredibly small.
If those chances are incredibly small, what are the chances of a vaccinated person passing the virus on to someone who hasn't been vaccinated? Again, Professor Gandhi.
It's very hard to contract COVID in your nose after you've been vaccinated. Study out of patients at the Mayo Clinic, 80% reduction in having it in your nose if you get exposed after vaccination. So increasingly, the data is tilting towards that it's very hard to pass it on after you've been vaccinated.
Professor Mallon says we still don't know if vaccinated people can transmit the virus.
We still don't know if you're protected against actually acquiring the virus and carrying the virus and transmitting the virus. So just because you're vaccinated doesn't necessarily mean that you're protecting other people who haven't been vaccinated. And that's why people that are vaccinated still need to take the general precautions around mask wearing, hand washing, physical distancing, while you still have a lot of virus circulating in the community.
When it comes to how people should behave after their full vaccinations, Professor Gandhi says a balance needs to be found.
Let's remember that we have never, ever, ever in a pandemic been rolling out vaccine. In this case, we are truly in a race where we have to keep transmission down because you don't want the virus to keep on jumping from person to person to person until they're immune. So keeping transmission down with appropriate restrictions is actually the right thing to do while you're vaccinating. And you need to ease them off slowly with increasing vaccination rates. And once we've gotten to a certain proportion of the population that's been vaccinated, it will be untenable to say, okay, everyone who's vaccinated, be masked and distance out in public. It will probably at that point be obvious that the recommendations will change.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in the US says after you've been fully vaccinated against COVID-19, you should keep taking precautions in public places like wearing a mask, staying 6 feet apart from others, and avoiding crowds and poorly ventilated spaces. In Ireland, advice will be issued in the coming fortnight for people who are fully vaccinated. Here's what Dr. Ronan Glynn, the acting chief medical officer, told a press conference last week.
We will have advice in the coming fortnight, next week, the week after, to people who've been vaccinated. It will be conservative because vaccines aren't 100% protective at an individual level, because we've high levels of disease in the community.
Aoife McGlysed, professor in genetics at Trinity College in Dublin, and a member of the Independent Scientific Advocacy Group, says advice should be in place.
We can't blame people if they think that vaccination means that they don't have to have any other kinds of interventions if nobody has explained that clearly, because it would be a natural thing to expect, I think, especially everybody's been talking about the vaccines coming for a long time now. And the tone of that conversation has always been that with the vaccination, we're all going to be back to normal again. But I think we have to remember that because not everybody's getting the vaccination on the same day, some people will have it when other people don't. And we need to have clear guidelines for people so that they don't inadvertently make mistakes or inadvertently contribute to more transmission. So I think it is important to get that information out as early as possible, yeah.
And that was Aoife McLeish from Trinity College Dublin, ending that report from Cian McCormack.